The poet William Blake writes, "He who binds to himself a joy does the winged life destroy. But he who kisses the joy as it flies lives in eternity's sunrise." How beautifully Blake describes the abandon of joy. How do you keep joy alive, knowing you cannot grab onto it and demand it stay? Another William, William James, the father of modern psychology, advises, seek out that particular mental attribute which makes you feel most deeply and vitally alive, along with which comes the inner voice which says, "This is the real me." And when you have found that attitude, follow it. This, of course, means be mindful in each moment, attending to what you're feeling and what is contributing to that feeling. If you want to enhance your experience of joy every day, consider this assignment. Recall a moment of great joy. Let it fly through your mind and heart. Remember who you were with, or if you were alone. Relish the feeling. Take time to describe what you were feeling. Reach back and identify the mental attitude that was present as joy entered your being. This is an attitude that you want to become more familiar with, as it will contribute to your future joy. Once again, the psychologist William James gives us a clue. Of all the creatures of Earth, only human beings can change their patterns. Man alone is the architect of his destiny. Human beings, by changing the inner attitudes of their minds, can change the outer aspects of their lives. Wishing you much joy.